Goy and Ethnos, A Study Concerning the Use of the Term, by Joseph E. Kirk, 1903 to 1974. There is no word either in the Hebrew or the Greek scriptures that truly corresponds with our English word Gentile. Therefore, the use of the word may obscure the meaning of a passage, and hence lead to false doctrine. Goy in the Hebrew, ethnos in the Greek, and gens in the Latin quite closely correspond in meaning. They are collective nouns used of men and of animals, but used always of a group, never of individuals, and used of those who are in a particular group by reason of birth. Our word ethnology indicates the meaning of ethnos. Goy. In the Hebrew scriptures, Young's Analytical Concordance lists Goy as occurring 557 times in the Hebrew scripture. The Authorized Version translates it as follows: Gentiles 30 times, heathen 142 times, nation or nations 373 times, people 11 times, and another once. The American Standard Revised Version cuts the occurrences of Gentiles to 9. And shows in the footnotes of 5 of these references that the word nations should have been used. Nations is probably the best English word that we have for Goy, and some of our best translators use it almost exclusively. Although it is not an exact equivalent term, since there is much political significance attached to it. Ethnos in the Greek scriptures. As far as our most commonly used versions are concerned, the New Testament presents quite a different picture. Ethnos occurs 164 times in the Greek text. In the Authorized Version, it is translated Gentiles 93 times, heathen 5 times, nation or nations 64 times, and people twice. In the American Standard Revised Version, it is Gentiles 96 times in the text and 7 times in the footnotes, making 103 occurrences altogether, but it is corrected 15 times in the notes to read nations, making the fine count 88. Though the words Gentiles and heathen are used many times in the English Bibles, we must face the fact that there are no Hebrew or Greek words that would demand this translation. From Scripture Studies Concern, edited excerpt.